In Brisbane, a program aimed at keeping children in school has been so successful that it's now being rolled out in New South Wales. The pilot program was designed by the school and community elders, as Nan Haxton reports.
These children at the Aboriginal and Islander Independent Community School, also known as the Murray School, proudly dance to celebrate their culture. They are also celebrating the success of a program that has brought more children regularly to the school since it first started 30 years ago. At times, it's been a struggle to get students to come to class at the school at Acacia Ridge in Brisbane South. But the healing program is changing that. Family support worker Diane Barney says they set aside a building at the school as a safe space for children and parents to come and talk to Aboriginal counsellors about their problems. It's a place students can come during class if they aren't coping, rather than leave school altogether.
We are seeing better attendance, improvement in their education and working out what level they're at and seeing what is stopping them from learning. You know, we do look at hearing, we do look at social and emotional stuff, we do look at psychological stuff and intellectual impairments, and we've got the staff here to be able to work with the children and to be able to set up a flexible learning environment for them. This gives them their space. This is a safe space for them to be able to come and just sit out, and they could just come in here in 10 minutes and sit in silence.
Many of the children have experienced trauma, grief and loss, sometimes family violence. As a result, some have had little success at school and instead become involved in crime and get tangled in the youth justice system. But in just 4 years, the program has improved classroom retention rates and students show better social and emotional well-being. Also, more parents are seeking help early when problems arise. Harmony Moore is a student at the Murray School and one of the dancers.
It's good to come here and speak alone.
Bit of a private space, yeah, where you can chat to people about what's going on?
Yeah, about what's in your life and you just need to get it out.
How's it going in high school for you now?
It's going really good. I love high school.
And what do you think you're going to do when you leave?
I'm going to go to college and all that, and then I'm going to get a really good job.
Did you think that would have been possible a few years ago?
No.
Her grandmother, Diane Pierce, says the healing program has been crucial in helping the three grandchildren she cares for better cope with school.
A lot of difference. When she was going to other schools, she was being suspended and lots of things happening. And here, she's just, everything's normal, she's happy. If it wasn't for this school, I don't know where we'd be, honestly.
Lisa Hillen is the program's director at the Healing Foundation, an independent Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisation that worked with the school on designing the program.
Retention isn't just about getting yourself to school. It's actually about feeling able to engage in learning. And if you're so weighed down by other issues and you can't do that, then kids' education doesn't thrive either.
And so now you're looking at rolling it out to other schools as well?
We're actually doing a really great piece of work with the Burke and Brawner state school systems, so the first state school systems in our country, who are actually taking on some of the lessons from here.
Regular camps take Aboriginal children and their parents back to country as an intrinsic part of the healing program. Diane Barney says the difference in students before and after the trips is astounding.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. And hopefully it'll be a success down there or in other schools as well.
That's family support worker Diane Barney ending that report from Nan Haxton at that school in Brisbane.